For barely a month in office, President Boakai has been accused of implementing policies that he once criticized as an opposition member. In question is the nomination of individuals to occupy tenured positions. They include, for example, the Liberia Telecommunications Authority, LTA, and National Fisheries and Aquaculture Authority, NAFA, at tenured. The law calls for those already serving tenured positions to end their term of office before a new nomination can be made. However, contrary to his promise, the president went ahead to remove tenured officials. When the action sparked a heated debate, the president's legal advisor, Counselor Bushubeng Keita, told the nation that the constitution gives supreme authority to heads of state.
The cabinet has decided that those tenured positions violate Article 56E. Of the Liberian Constitution, which says that everybody who works in the executive branch of government serves at the pleasure of the president. Therefore, the cabinet has authorized the president, and it has been concluded as a government policy that all of those tenured positions that are in government will be removed. That the president will exercise his authority to appoint people to any position in the executive branch of government, whether the president has a tenure or not.
Anansi Maymay is the executive director of the Center for Transparency and Accountability in Liberia, CENTAL. He told VOA that the best way forward is for the president to immediately appoint someone to the office of the ombudsman to enforce the implementation of the code of conduct.
What we've seen lately, especially under the presidency of Ambassador Boakai, appointment to positions that are already occupied. So the law is the law. These people have tenure. So we're calling on the president to constitute the ombudsman's office, make appointments to that office, fully support that office, so that whatever complaints the government has against officials in these tenured positions who must have violated the code of conduct, the complaints can be taken to that ombudsman and they can hear the complaints.
Maymay criticizes the Boakai administration of wanting to do what he once criticized while in the opposition.
Very UP-led government criticized former president Weah for arbitrarily removing people who were serving in tenured positions. So if it was wrong then for people to be arbitrarily removed without going through due process, it cannot be right now. Especially President Boakai that has promised to deviate from the past to improve the culture of governance.
Senator Augustine Chi is the head of the Senate Committee on Judiciary, Human Rights Claims and Petition. He says those nominated to tenured positions will not be accorded confirmation hearings.
Why should we confirm people who were in the first place appointed or nominated illegally? If we do that, then it means that we are lending credence to what was done illegally, which the president should not have done in the first place. So why should the president appoint people illegally or nominate people illegally? And we're not supposed to do that. If it's wrong there, it is wrong from the very day it was done.
As the situation continues to spark debates across the country, some current tenured officials have taken to the courts, while others are refusing to leave their current positions. Meanwhile, some Liberians are concerned whether President Boakai is violating his promise to promote the rule of law. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.